Ms. Cho, human trafficking is a big international problem, and the actual 3P index has been published. What is the purpose of this index?
Yeah, as you said, human trafficking has been an important problem worldwide, and the United Nations has adopted the anti-trafficking protocol in the year of 2000, and it has been passed for more than 10 years after the adoption of this important international law. So my index, anti-trafficking policy index is aiming at evaluating governmental effort against human trafficking problems, especially in the most important three policy areas: prevention of the crime of human trafficking, prosecution of the criminals, the offenders of human trafficking, and the protection of the victims. So basically, this index measures governmental effort in combating the crime of human trafficking.
So which amount has this problem, the problem of human trafficking, today?
Well, it is quite difficult to estimate the correct number of human trafficking victims or the magnitude of the problems, because basically it's a hidden criminal activity. But various international organizations have given certain, rough estimates. And one of them is the United Nations. They estimate there exist currently 2.45 million victims of human trafficking existing, worldwide. And about half of them are, children under the age of 18.
Can you say anything about the cause of the problem?
Basically, when you look at the patterns of human trafficking and from which country people migrating and also being trafficked on the way to which country, then the country of origins of human trafficking are mainly developing countries, and the countries receiving human trafficking victims are developed countries. So basically, this is, problem caused by income disparity across different countries. And another important thing is that, the countries sending human trafficking victims, they are not really the poorest of the poorest in the world. Mainly, they are like Eastern European countries and former Soviet countries and also some, Asian countries. And their characteristics, they have geographic proximity to developed countries. So one cause or reason for human trafficking is, differences in income levels. But on the other hand, their proximity to more developed world and people's desire to actually, take risks, of migrating somewhere else. That's also an important factor of human trafficking.
Which role plays Europe and especially, of course, Germany in human trafficking?
I mean, the United Nations categorized Germany as a country of destination of human trafficking with very high flows. So Germany, together with probably about the other 10 countries, belong to this category with high incoming flows of human trafficking. And the German Federal Criminal Office, they have usually identified the number of human trafficking victims. Annual number is about between 600 and 1,300 to 400 victims they annually identify. But as one could say that, the number of victims identified by the police, it's really a tiny portion of the true problems. So Germany is definitely very, the destination country of human trafficking. But the true magnitude, how many people are trafficked into Germany in a given year, it's still unknown. And what one could guess is that the number presented by the police or official statistics is really, some small portion of the whole problems.
What do the governments of the countries, of the states who are involved in this problem of human trafficking do to fight the problem?
For instance, Germany has this anti-trafficking law prohibiting, the human trafficking in sexual exploitation and also labor exploitation. And they have a specific provision, investigating and prosecuting the offenders of human trafficking, basically human traffickers who actually recruit and traffic people back from their home country to Germany, and those who bought and employ those victims of human trafficking. They are all subject to this anti-trafficking law in Germany. So this prosecution part of anti-trafficking effort is very important, and also to prevent the problem before happening. This prevention policy, including border controlling and also controlling on the traveling documents and exchange information across different countries. And training their officials and police people to be aware of human trafficking problems, and also launching implementing a public awareness campaign with normal people, also to have them aware of the problems. They are all important policy actions in fighting human trafficking problems. And additionally, there is another component of anti-trafficking policy, which is victim protection.
So what is the biggest problem in fighting human trafficking?
Well, I think worldwide and also in Germany, this prosecution policy has been quite improved, and Germany as well as many other countries do have anti-trafficking law and do punish human traffickers. But the main problem arises with victim protection policy, granting them amnesty on their acts related to being trafficked. So victim protection policy is something, lagging behind any other policy areas in anti-trafficking effort.
Why is that so? Why do governments care more about the protection of borders and fighting the people who are profiting from human trafficking than caring for the victims?
That's a good question. Governments do see human trafficking as a problem of illegal migration. So their first objective aim is to reduce human trafficking flows. Then many governments do is to punish people who got involved in human trafficking business and to implement border controls, so making it difficult for illegal smugglers and smuggling operators to cross the border. But victim protection is actually quite a different policy arena. This is something protecting and providing amnesty and other humanitarian assistance for people who are already trafficked and who reside in their country of destinations. So in this case, the objective of this policy is not necessarily to reduce the human trafficking flows into the country. It is rather providing basic human rights of those who got victimized. So there is something, potential conflict or some, difference in policy objectives.